Parsha Shmini. In Parsha Sav, we discussed the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the 7 days of inauguration of the Kahanim, which started on Chaf Gimel Adar and went until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, in Parsha Shmini, we are discussing the 8th day of the Miluim, the 8th day of the inauguration of the Kahanim. Shivas Yemei HaMiluim and Yom Shmini LeMiluim were different in a few aspects. First of all, concerning the karbonis that were brought. During the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, a par l'chatos, one ayel l'oila and one ayel l'shlamim were brought on each one of the 7 days. As opposed to Yom Shmini l'miluim, we will see soon that different karbonis were brought. Also, during Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the Mishkan was erected and dismantled on each and every day of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, as opposed to Yom Shmini LeMiluim, where the Mishkan was erected and remained standing until it was time for the Yidden to travel, like we see further on in this week's Parsha and also in Parshas Nosoi, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Another difference is that during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, Moshe was the sole Kohen. He did all the avodos on Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. But on Yom Shmini LeMiluim, Aaron, together with Moshe, were the Kohanim. And it depended on what type of avodah was being done. The avodos of the karbonos that were brought on a regular day, for example, the carbon tamid, lighting the menorah, the ketores, those were all done by Moshe Rabbeinu. But the karbonos that were miyuchadim, that were special for Yom Shmini LeMiluim, they were done by Aaron. Aaron was the kohen for those karbonos. And now let us see the psukim inside. Vayihi b'yom hashmini, and it was on the 8th day of the Miluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day the Mishkan was erected and remained standing. Kara Moshe, Moshe called l'Aaron u'levonov, to Aaron and his children. It's obvious why he called to Aaron and his children to tell them which karbonos they should bring on this day. Ulezikne Yisrael, and he also called to the elders of Klal Yisrael. Rashi is bothered why he called the Zakenim. And Rashi says it was to tell the Zakenim that it was not Aaron's own initiative to take over the kahuna from Moshe, but rather it was al pi hadibur, through the word of Hashem. And that is what Moshe should tell the Zakenim. Al pi hadibur, Aaron is nichnes u'mishamish b'kahuna gedola. Vayomer el Aharon, and Moshe said to Aharon, kach l'cho, take for yourself, egel ben bokor l'chatos, and egel for a chatos, a calf for a chatos, the ayel oilo, and a ram for a carbon oilo, tamimim, the egel and the ayel shall both be tamimim without a mum, the hakrev lefnei Hashem, and bring them close before Hashem. Why does it say by the egel, kach l'cho, take for yourself? Rashi explains, because the egel was mechaper, atoned for the egel that Aaron made for Klal Yisrael. Since Aaron was instrumental in the making of the egel, which Klal Yisrael sinned with, therefore he is bringing a kapara, an atonement for his egel. Kach lecha, take for yourself, to be mechaper on the egel that you made. Although we find that the par lechatos during Shivas Yemei HaMiluim was also a kapara on the egel, we see that there are different levels of kaparis, atonements, when it comes to the Chet HaEgel. Even concerning Klal Yisrael, we find that while Moshe was in Shemayim during the first 40 days, Hashem started to forgive Klal Yisrael. Like it says, Vayinochem Hashem al Haro'o asher diber lasois la'amoy. Hashem changed his mind concerning the bad that he wanted to do to Klal Yisrael. But that wasn't a total forgiveness, because during the middle 40 days, Hashem said he was not going to go himself and lead Klal Yisrael, but rather he was going to send a malach. And concerning that, he also changed his mind, as it says in the pasuk, Ponai yelechu v'ani choysilach, I, Hashem ba'atzmi, will go together with Klal Yisrael. Then we see even later, we find that Yom Kippur was a kapara for Klal Yisrael on the Maisa Egel. Hashem said, Solachti kidvarecha, I forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet Egel. And still after that, it says that the Mishkan was a kapara for the Chet Egel, like Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei. Mishkan ha'edus, the Mishkan was an edus, a testimony that Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel. So we see different levels of kapara concerning the Egel. Here too, during Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the par l'chatos was brought as a kapara. And also, on Yom Shmini LeMiluim, we see the Egel was brought as a kapara for Aaron on the Maisa Egel. Ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber lemer, and to the b'nei Yisrael you shall speak, saying, who is tedaber, you shall speak? Ramban explains it is referring to Aharon. Hashem told Moshe, let Aaron tell the Bnei Yisrael which karbon is to bring on Yom Shemini Limeluim. And the reason for this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to be mechabed and honor Aaron, to look up to Aaron. Since Aaron was the one who was going to become the Kohen Gadol from this day and on, Hashem wanted the Bnei Yisrael to look at Aaron with the highest respect, and therefore he told Moshe to let Aaron do the dibur and tell the Bnei Yisrael which karbon is to bring on this day. Or Chaim says a different reason. Since HaPesha Osir Hu HaPesha Hiter, the mouth that Asered should be the same mouth that was Matir. The mouth that told Klal Yisrael to make the Egel should be the same mouth that tells Klal Yisrael to bring the karbonos that are Mechaper, that atone for the Egel. And since Aaron was the one who told the Bnei Yisrael to make the Egel, let him tell the Bnei Yisrael now to bring the karbonos of atonement. So the pasuk continues that Aaron should tell the Bnei Yisrael, Kechu sir izim lechatos, take a goat for a karbon chatos, the egel vocheves, and a calf and a sheep, Bnei Shona in their first year, temimim without a mum, la'oilah for a karbon oilo, v'shor va'ayel shlamim, an ox and a ram for a karbon shlamim, l'zbayach lefnei Hashem, to shech before Hashem, u'mincha belula ba'shemen, and a mincha mixed with oil, ki hayoim, because on this day, yom shmini l'miluim, Hashem nira aleichem, Hashem will appear to you, Hashem will be shayre hishchina upon you. So the Bnei Yisrael were supposed to bring four types of karbonos: a chatos, an oilo, a shlomim, and a karbon mincha. Kliyakar is medayik. Why do we find in Pasuk Beis that Aaron's karbon was an egel lechatos? He brought the egel as a karbon chatos, as opposed to the Bnei Yisrael who brought the egel as a karbon oilo, like we see in Pasuk Gimel. Why was Aaron's egel lechatos and the Bnei Yisrael's egel le'oilo? And he explains that there is a fundamental difference between a karbon chatos and a karbon oilo. A karbon chatos is brought for an avera done b'maisa, b'poil, one who is over an avera with his actions, as opposed to a karbon oilo, which is mechaper on a machshavo, one who did an avera with his thoughts. Therefore, Aaron brought an egel lechatos. His avera concerning the egel was only with his maisa. He made the egel, but in his thoughts it was l'shem shamayim. He had in mind, let me make this egel and stall time. This way Moshe will come down from shamayim and Klal Yisrael won't sin. His avera was only b'maisa, and that's why he brought an egel lechatos, which atones on a maisa avera, as opposed to the Bnei Yisrael, who also sinned b'machshava with their thoughts. They wanted in their minds to worship Avodah Zarah. Therefore, they needed an atonement on their machshava, on their thoughts also. And that is why they brought an egel la'oilo, which is mechaper on machshava Yisrois. And the pasuk continues, Vayikhu, and the Yidden took Eis Asher Tziva Moshe El Pnei Oil Moed. Everything that Moshe commanded, all these karbonos they brought into the Azorah, into the courtyard before the Oil Moed, Vayikru Kol Eda Vayamdu Lefnei Hashem, and the Eda came close, the assembly came close and stood before Hashem. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, Zeh HaDovar Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu, this is the thing that Hashem commanded to do, V'yera Aleichem Kavod Hashem, in order that the Shechina and the honor of Hashem should come down upon Klal Yisrael. Although in Pasuk Dalit it says already, Ki Ayoim Hashem Nira Aleichem, Klal Yisrael was getting nervous. Shivas Yimei HaMeluim had passed already. Karbonos were brought for 7 days, and still the Shechina was not Shoreh, did not rest upon Klal Yisrael. Moshe said, it is not through my karbonos that the Shechina will be Shoreh on Klal Yisrael, but rather through the karbonos of my brother Aharon that will be brought on Yom Shmini L'miluim. Zeh HaDovar Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu, through this day's karbonos, V'yera Aleichem Kvod Hashem, will the Shechina come down upon Klal Yisrael. Vayomer Moshe el Aharon, and Moshe said to Aharon, Karav el HaMizbeach, come near the Mizbeach. Why did Moshe tell Aharon to come near the Mizbeach? Rashi explains, because Aharon was boish v'yorei logeshes. He was embarrassed, he was afraid to come and do the Avodah after having been so instrumental in the making of the Egel. On that Moshe says, Karav el HaMizbeach, come near the Mizbeach, do the Avodah, lekach nevcharta, you were chosen for this, Hashem wants you to become the Kohen Gadol. V'aseh es chatoscho, and you shall bring your egel lechatos, ves oiloi secho, and your ayel leoilo, mechaper ba'adcho, and atone for yourself, uva'ara'om, and also for Klal Yisrael. The reason why Aaron's carbon had to be a kapara for himself and for Klal Yisrael, the Kli Yakar explains, because in Aaron's avera, there were two averas. There was an avera that he was choite, he himself sinned, but he was also machti es harabim, he caused Klal Yisrael to sin. And therefore, in his carbon, he needed a kapara for himself, ba'adcho, and also va'ara'om, for the fact that he was machti es harabim. Va'aseyes karbon ha'om, and then bring the karbon ha'om, the tzir izim l'chatos, and the egel v'cheves l'oilo, the chaper v'adom, and atone for them, ka'asher tzivu Hashem, like Hashem commanded. Va'yikrav Aaron el ha'mizbeach, and Aaron came close to the mizbeach, va'yushchat, and he shechted es egel ha'chatos asher loy, his egel l'chatos, va'yakrivu b'nei Aaron es adom elov, and the children of Aaron brought the blood toward him. Vayitpoil etzboi v'adom, and Aaron dipped his finger into the dam. Vayitein al karnois ha-mizbeach, and he placed it on the horns of the mizbeach, which means he went up the kevesh, the ramp, and stuck his finger in the blood and smeared it on the corners with his fingers. Vesadom yotzak el yusayit ha-mizbeach, and the blood, the remaining blood, he poured to the base of the mizbeach. Vesachelev, and the fats, referring to the fats of the stomach and the fats on the kidneys. Vesakloyos, and the kidneys. Vesayoseres, and the diaphragm. Min hakoved, with part of the liver. Min hachatos, from this chatos. Hikter hamizbecho, he smoked on the mizbeach. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vesaboso vesaor, and the flesh and the hide of this carbon. Saraf bo'esh michutz la'machaneh, he burnt in fire outside the machaneh. This carbon was not typical, because typically by a chatos chitzoino, a chatos where the blood was placed on the outside mizbeach, the rest of the carbon is given to Aaron Uvonov to eat. And over here we see the basar and the or were burnt michutz la'machaneh. This was a hayrasha, a special din, that only applied during Shivas Shemei HaMiluim by the par lechatos of the 7 days of inauguration, and also by this egel lechatos on Yom Shmini LeMiluim, where it was a chatos chitzoino that was completely burnt. Vayishchat ha'oilo. Then Aaron went and he shechted his ayel oilo, vayamsiu bnei Aaron elo v'sadom, and the children of Aaron prepared the blood for him, vayizrakehu al ha'mizbeach saviv, and they sprinkled it on the mizbeach saviv, shtayim shein arba, two applications which hit four walls. The Mefarshim discuss why we find a lashon vayamsiu over here by the karbon oilo, they prepared the blood. And earlier in Pasuk Tes, by the Karmel Chatos, it says, Vayakrivu b'nei Aharon es Adom Elov. They brought the blood close to him. Meshech Chachma says, it is because, over there it is referring to a Karmel Chatos, whereby a Karmel Chatos, the blood had to be brought to the top of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, on top of the ramp, and smeared on the Kronos. So over there, where the blood had to be brought on top of the Mizbeach, it says Vayakrivu. The B'nei Aharon had to bring the blood close to the top of the Mizbeach. But over here, where the blood was sprinkled from the bottom, from the floor, and sprinkled onto the Mizbeach, it says Eloshin Vayamsiu. All they had to do was prepare it. Because by a Karbon Oilo in Pasuk Yud Beis, and also by a Karbon Shlomim, like we will see in Pasuk Yud Ches, over there it's just Shtayim Shein Arba, where the Kohen stands on the floor and sprinkles it, Shtayim Shein Arba, to the bottom of the Mizbeach. That's why, by Oila and Shlomim, it says, Vayamsiu. Ve'es Oila himsiu Eilav linsocheho. And then the B'nei Aharon prepared the cut-up parts of the Oila for Aharon, Ve'es Haroish, together with the head, Vayakter al Mizbeach, and he smoked it on the Mizbeach. Vayirchas es hakerev es hakroim, and then he washed the innards and the feet. Vayakter al oilo hamizbecho, and he was makter that together with the oilo on the mizbeach. From these two psukim, pasuk yud gimel and yud dalet, it seems to be two separate hakrovos, two separate smokings on the mizbeach, the nesachim separately, and the kerev and the kraim separately. Ramban says that this was not so, they were brought together, and the pasuk only separates them because the Torah wants to tell us that only the kerev and the kraim were washed, and not the nesachim. And that's why there is a separate pasuk for the kerev and the kraim, vayirchas es hakerev es hakraim, but not to tell me that they were brought on the mizbeach separately, they were brought together. We mentioned the pshat of the Netziv in Parshas Tzav, who says that we find certain psukim, for example, the pasuk over here, where it is mashma that the Kerev and the Kora'ayim were brought on the Mizbeach separately, separate from the Nesachim. But there are also other psukim, for example, the pasuk in Parashat Tetzaveh, which is mashma that they were brought together. And he explains, it really depends on who did the washing of the Kerev and the Kora'ayim. Because the halacha is that the Kerev and the Kora'ayim can be washed by a Zor, by a non-Kohen. So if the Bailim, the ones who were bringing this carbon, decided to do the washing of the Kerev and the Kora'ayim, then it took longer. And therefore, the Kohanim did not want the Nesachim to sit around while the Bailim were washing the Kerev and the Kora'ayim. And therefore, they were makriv the Nesachim separately. And afterwards, when the washing was finished, then they were makriv the Kerev and the Kora'ayim. And that's why in this pasuk it says it separately. As opposed to the pasuk in Parshat Tetzaveh, where over there, the Bailim did not want to do the washing. And he gave it over to the Kohanim. And if the Kohanim were doing that, they had many Kohanim. And therefore it was finished very fast. And it did not have to wait around. The Nesachim did not have to wait around. And that's why over there, it says it together. Because when the Kohanim did the washing of the Kerev and the Kora'ayim, it was done much quicker and everything was brought on the Mizbeach together. So we just finished discussing the Egel Achatas, which Aaron brought, which the Emurim were brought on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it was burnt Michutz LaMachaneh, and the Ayel La'Oila, which was completely burnt. Pasuk Tesvav tells us about the Korban Ha'om. Vayakrev es Korban Ha'om. And then Aaron brought close the Korban of the Om. Vayikach es Seir HaChatos Asher La'om. And he took the goat that was brought for a Korban Chatos for the Om. Vayishchotehu, and he shechted it. Vayichateehu, and he made it into a Chatos. Karishoin, like the first one. What does it mean, like the first one? Rashi says, Ke'egel Shaloi, like his Egel. In what way was the Seir Chatos Asher La'om similar to Aaron's Egel? Sepporta learns, just like Aaron's Egel was a Chatos Chitzoina, where the dam was placed on the outside Mizbeach and it was still completely burned, so too, the Seir Izim Asher La'om was also a Chatos Chitzoina, which was completely burnt. The only problem with learning like the Sepporta is that it would be a stira to Rashi further on in the Parsha. If you look further in the parasha, Perek Yud, Pasuk Tezayin, there is a parasha of Dorash Moshe. Moshe was bothered by a question. On that day, Yom Shemini Limiluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there were three Seir Izims, three goats that were brought as korbanos. The Seir Ha'am, the Seir that we are mentioning over here that the Am brought, the Seir Nachshon ben Aminodov, the goat that Nachshon ben Aminodov brought on that day, the first day that the Nesiim brought their Karbonos, and also it was Rosh Chodesh. So the Seir Rosh Chodesh was also brought on that day. Moshe was bothered why the Seir Nachshon and the Seir Ha'am were eaten, as opposed to Seir Rosh Chodesh, which was completely burnt. So we see from that Rashi that the Seir Ha'am was eaten. It was not burnt. So obviously Rashi is not learning like the Sepporta. This question is asked by the Maram Shif in his Pirish on Chumash, which can be found at the end of Masechtas Chulin. He has little pieces, little ha'aris on Chumash, Parsha by Parsha, and over there he asks this question and does not give an answer. But l'chore we can say that Rashi can learn the pasuk of Vayechateo Karishon like Yonasan ben Uziel. Yonasan ben Uziel says that Vayechateo Karishon is referring to the blood. We find many times that the Lashon of Chitui is referring to the dam being placed on the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk is telling us, Vayechateo Karishon, you shall place the blood of the Seir Ha'am in the same place that you place the blood of the Egel Lachatos of Aaron. Just like by Aaron's Egel, the blood was placed with Aaron's finger on the Karnois HaMizbeach, Chachitsoin, so too, the blood shall be placed on the outside Mizbeach by the Seir Izim Asher La'am. The Pasuk is not mentioning at all what was done with the rest of the carbon. And it could be that the Egel Achatas of Aaron was completely burnt, but the Seir Ha'am was eaten, just like Rashi says further on. Vayakrev es ha'oila, then he brought close the carbon oila, the Egel vocheves la'oila, vayaseh kamishbot, and he made it like the law of a Oilas Nedava that was mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, like a regular carbon oil. Let us continue with the psukim until the end of the perek, and then we will go back on all the Rashis.